Hi, this is Dwayne, and I'd like to ask you a question. Do you know how to tell what major key a song is in, if it has sharps or flats, quickly and easily? Key signatures are a type of musical notation, as you know, which indicate which key a song is to be played in. But key signatures, despite the name, are not the same thing as a key. Key signatures are simply notational devices. Just as a note is a notational name for a pitch, key signatures are the notational names for keys. It is what it says it is. It's a signature, a simple piece of information that tips you off to the physical form or the key that a song has been played in. What does it mean to be played in the key of F? When you're playing in the key of F or the key of G or the key of C, what does that mean? It means that the composer has based the song, the composition, on the scale of that key. If you're in the key of F, that means the composition, the composer, has created that in the key of F, and the key of F is based on the scale of F, which has one flat in it, okay? If you're in the key of B flat, that means the composer has based his composition on the scale of B flat, which has two flats. So key signatures, as you know, appear right after the clef sign and before the time signature and show a sharp or a flat on the line or space corresponding to the note to be altered. Key signatures placed at the beginning of songs will carry through the entire song unless other key signatures are noted after a double bar, which cancel out the first. For example, it's entirely possible to start a song in the key of F, but end it in the key of D flat, say, or E flat, or whatever. It all depends on the key signatures and where they're placed throughout the song. A key signature can change at any point, but usually it stays in the same key. A song stays in the same key all the way through. Accidentals can also show up throughout a song, and only once or twice flat or sharp a note that was not previously indicated. And of course, this cancels out the key signature, but only temporarily for as long as the accidental lasts, which is one measure. Beginners that are just learning to read music often have a hard time with key signatures because the key itself is not expressly written, and it's sometimes difficult to remember what goes where. Key signatures with five flats or five sharps have been known to terrorize new musicians. How in the world, they think, are we supposed to remember all these note changes while we're playing the song? It's obviously possible, though, and there are some rules that I'd like to share with you that can help beginners identify and remember the key as it relates to the key signature, rules that go beyond rote memorization. If there is more than one flat, the key is the note on the second to the last flat. Got that? If there's more than one flat, the key is the note on the second to the last flat. Hang in with me, I'll make it easier. If there's any sharps at all, the key is a half step up from the last sharp. F major, a key frequently found in sheet music, only has one flat, so you just memorize it. If you see one flat in the key signature, you're in the key of F. And if you have no sharps or flats in the key signature, you're in the key of C. Okay? Key signatures, when viewed in light of these rules, make it much easier for beginners to digest, ensuring that a proper knowledge of key signatures is on its way through the door. The order of the flat, a lot of people don't know this, so learn this well. The order of the flats, they always occur in the same order, and the order of the flats is B, E, A, D, G, C, F. The first four flats, B, E, A, D, spell what? Bead, B, E, A, D. And then G, C, F, go catch fish. So you can say bead, go catch fish, okay? That's the order of the flats, and they always occur in that order. The order of the sharps is just the opposite. If you can say bead, go catch fish forward, I mean backwards, you'd be saying the sharps forward. So the sharps are F, C, G, D, A, E, B, okay? Just backwards from the flats. Once you know that, that turns on a light bulb in your head, and you're not so puzzled anymore. In other words, if there's one flat, it couldn't be D or A or E or anything like that. It's always B flat, the first one. If there's two flats, it's always B and E. If there's three flats in a key signature, you don't have to guess what they are or even read what they are. Just remember this, B, E, A. If there's four flats, they spell what? Bead, right? Same way with sharps. If there's one sharp, it's always the first sharp, F sharp. Two sharps, F and C. Three sharps, F, C, and G. Four sharps, F, C, G. D, F, C, G, D. And so on, okay? So once you've memorized the order of the flats, B, E, A, D, G, C, F, and the order of the sharps, F, C, G, D, A, E, B, best backwards to one another, all you have to do is apply the rule that we mentioned earlier. The next to the last flat is the name of the key. For example, if you have four flats in a key, you know what they are. B, E, A, D, spell the word bead. So what's the second to the last flat? It's A flat, isn't it? So that's the key. You're in the key of A flat. With sharps, all you do is, it's even easier. You just go up a half step from whatever the last sharp is. For example, let's say you have four sharps, F sharp, C sharp, G sharp, and D sharp. What's a half step above the last sharp? Last sharp is D sharp, so go up a half step and you get to what? E, you're in the key of E. So memorize the order of the flats and sharps and those two simple rules, and you'll be able to identify what major key any song is in quickly and easily. And minor keys are just as easy, but that's not the subject. Tune in for another podcast when we cover how to find the key of minor keys as well. Thanks for being with me, and if you want tips like this on a regular basis, go to playpiano.com. That's playpiano, PLAYPIANO.com, and sign up for our free newsletter, and you get tips like this every 3 days or so. Thanks for being with me. God bless you. Bye-bye for now.